This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Delaney, welcome to the show. Here we are again. Wow, the weekends just come and go so quickly, don't they? I know some of you have kids back in school or grandkids or whatnot, or in your neighborhood you're noticing all of a sudden you're stopping for school buses. Not everyone's back because we have Labor Day coming up. I went to school where, boom, Labor Day, next day you were in school. I remember it was like, oh, Labor Day's coming up. And I didn't hate school, but did I really want summer to end? No, I did not want it to end. I think some people want the heat to end. Boy, the heat in the U.S. has just been brutal. I mean, we know that it gets hot in the summer, right? But I've heard more people complaining about heat than I think I ever have heard in my entire adult life. So, you know, the deadly heat wave scorching the U.S. is just continue through the weekend. The Northeast got it bad. Mid-South areas, you know, you were feeling it. Some people feeling like it was 105 degrees. Supposedly 90 million people are under this umbrella of various heat alerts for these dangerously high temperatures. You know, I've said this many, many times on this show. When you hear that it's dangerous heat, for goodness sake, what do? You stay out of the incredible heat. You drink liquids and you try to get to cool places because you don't want to hear stories like this Dallas story of a 66-year-old woman who had underlying health conditions and died last week because of the heat, or the 22-year-old hiker who died last week from possible dehydration and exposure after running out of water in a South Dakota national park. And listen, I used to be the worst at this until I realized, wow, I mean, you cannot be in the heat and not get electrolytes, and you have to be drinking water, right? So we're going to hear about these stories. And they're sad, sad, sad stories because of the humidity intensifying. It feels like triple digits and whatnot. So this is going to be sticking around for a little bit, just as a fair warning to everybody. The scorching heat is not going away. And sadly, what's really bad is when, and you cross your fingers on this one, that when the power goes out, like the people in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, which is very close to Pittsburgh, 10,000 customers didn't have power still after on Sunday after a storm a day earlier because it was a terrible storm and it knocked it out. So that is also something that can happen. That's why there's lots of cooling centers that have been set up in lots of different places, especially in big cities. I knew New York has them all over the place. Because it's just that bad. So be careful out there. You know, we're hearing stories about these UPS drivers and how it's endangering their lives delivering these packages because they're in those metal trucks. So then it just becomes like a metal tomb and they're exhausted, can barely breathe when they get, when they get out of it. And I guess that there have been a lot of complaints about this. The president who's of this Texas local of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters represents 350,000 UPS workers across the country. His name is Dave Reeves, and he's quoted all over the place as saying, these guys are and women are vomiting. Their bodies are shutting down. They're in these trucks, and they have no cooling mechanisms a lot of times for the drivers. So they've got a thermostat reading of up to 150 degrees in the back of their trucks. Now it makes me think, I don't get a lot of UPS packages. I did have a UPS driver come the other day to pick something up, and I'm thinking, boy, I got to put out some water for these peeps. This is terrible. 150 degrees in those metal trucks. Yikes. All right, the heat has definitely turned up in a couple of different directions, and we know that. We've seen politically how hot it's gotten, and the conversation over what happened at Mar-a-Lago a couple of weeks ago, and is that affidavit for that the FBI used when they raided the place, is that going to be opened up with some more redactions? A judge will make that decision coming up this week, so that's going to be a big story. But how about Senator Lindsey Graham's testimony in this Georgia election investigation? That's been put on hold. That was something that came out, eked out over the weekend. The appeals court put it on hold. It was supposed to happen Tuesday before a grand jury, and it was about what was the president's efforts, what did he know, to overturn the 2020 election defeat. But a federal judge who had rejected Graham's challenge to subpoena to testify before the grand jury. Now they've decided there's this temporary reprieve for Graham, who would have had to have testified. So for now, that's iced. And they'll say they say they're going to come back to it, but it's not happening this week. So that is that's big. The grand jury also subpoenaed members of the legal team, Rudy Giuliani, his one-time personal lawyer. The ex-presidents had to testify before a grand jury in Atlanta, you know, last Wednesday, and they're talking about possible charges for Giuliani. I mean, if they deem there's enough evidence there, wow. Then the big story that is constantly in the back of our minds, but nothing different ever happens at the border, right? So a new report from the Federation for American Immigration Reform, which is called FAIR, showed that 4.9 million immigrants, including 900,000 what they call gotaways, they eluded apprehension from border officials, have unlawfully crossed into the United States-Mexico border since January 2021. FAIR's president, Dan Stein, released this statement earlier this week. So, like I said, this is the big thing people are talking about in some of our backyards. He said roughly the equivalent of the entire population of Ireland, to give you a sense of how much that is, have illegally entered the U.S. in the last 18 months, with many being released into American communities. That's what's the big complaint in New York, that the Texas governor is busing in people who are seeking asylum. He's busing them up there, and then they've been bused into Washington, D.C., and there's no place for them to go. So I think that this is going to come to a head much sooner than maybe some politicians would like, because when you've got people being bussed and you have cities saying, we can't do anything about this, you got to help us, now you have this push-pull of, well, we're not dealing with it, you deal with it. And I think that's going to intensify for sure, because I've said this before, I have a friend who is with the Border Patrol, and I've cruised with the Border Patrol, and I've seen what it's like, and it's just, it hasn't gotten better. It's gotten worse in so many areas. The game of cat and mouse, and then the waiting for the asylum people, and where do they go, and where are they being housed, and what's the humane thing to do, and what are the states doing when they're overwhelmed? And that's what the Texas governor is saying. You're not dealing with this, then here, you have to take care of some of these people. We're going to bus them up to other cities so you can see what it's like. And other states have offered to take people, but when they're getting hit with way more than they can handle, you know, do the math, and it's ugly, ugly math. You had many thoughts over the weekend. You sent them to me. We're going to go to the mailroom next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
I know we were going to go to the mailbag in this segment, but instead we're going to go to the mailbag because so many emails in our next segment. In the meantime, this is what I like to call a little of this, a little of that. In other words, odds and ends, things that you might not have seen over the weekend or heard or paid attention to or, whatnot. And does it affect you? And, of course, some of this certainly does. Or then it's just the bizarre that's happening around us. This does not affect you, but this was everywhere. You could not get away from it. The fascination with celebrities is, I don't think it's unbelievable. I mean, hey, you listen to music, you watch Tube, you go to movies, yeah, you just kind of follow someone's career. So, I mean, to each his own, but boy, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, I think they're just embracing the whole media thing. That when you're that famous, that's what they do. I guess that's how you survive it. So apparently they had a second wedding down in Georgia. They went down to Georgia and had a huge wedding for famous friends, and I think it was like kind of an all white thing. All the people were dressed in white. Good for the people in that area of Georgia, because they must have spent some pretty decent bucks to put this shindig on. The fireworks show, big tents, all that kind of stuff, and it was the who's who of the rich and famous, I suppose. And it was off of this great big house, apparently, I think, that he has there. So, yeah, there's that. I know it does not affect your life. It does not affect your life, right? But it's something that did happen over the weekend that there was a lot of buzz over. Maybe the Little League World Series was more in intriguing to you. I think there was an incredible story, incredibly sad story, but incredible what happened. And this makes me feel good. And this is why I love America so much. I love the humanity that often is not talked about enough, that pours out. There was a little league player who fractured his skull after he fell from his bunk bed last Monday. And of course, he's got swelling. He's got some vision problems they're worried about, that kind of thing. He's 12 years old. His name is Easton Oliverson. And he, you know, this was a kid who was in the World Series, and he fell out of a bunk bed, and that's what can happen. It's an accident. It's a weird accident. But teams have embraced him. They're wearing hats with his name on it, and his brother took his place and played for him in the Little League World Series, and the Utah Snow Canyon Little League, which, you know, that's his team. They got the trip to Williamsport after, you know, winning a regional championship in California. And of course he wanted to be there, but he instead fell out of the bunk bed and was fighting for his life and had to be airlifted to a special children's hospital. And the doctor said that he was just 30 minutes from death. He had surgery, he was placed in a medically induced coma. And he's made some good strides in the recovery, which is the great news about that. Really, really, really great news. And just an outpouring of support. You had the manager of the Tampa Bay Rays send a message to him. You've had other players who have sent messages to him. You had players involved in the Little League who, like I said, clapped for, you know, they announced his name, clapped for him, and have his name on their sweatshirts or on their hats or, you know, any of that kind of stuff. And wow, it's just wonderful the way people have reached out to this kid. It's just a freak thing that happened. I mean, you know, you think of being that age and how important baseball was, and how this team, it's hard, the Little League World Series, how this team gets there, and he just wants to be there, but he has a freak fall from, you know, a bunk bed. So to that I say, go, 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 buddy, because you got a lot of people that are backing you up for sure. I read a crazy story, it's, I don't know, somewhere where I was looking for silly stories, I suppose, although they're all around us. Is when I moved, I didn't realize this, but I feel like the Battery Queen. I should, this show, I could be called, you know, I used to have a nickname when I was doing sports a long, long time ago. They called me the Sports Princess. I could be the Battery Princess. It's insane. If you can't find batteries, I probably have them. So I have a ton of AA batteries. But I was reading that there's, you know, what do you do with your dead batteries? What do you do with your AAAs, your AAs, your Ds, your Cs, your 9 volts? And there isn't a policy for disposing of alkaline batteries. You know, how do you do that? Because you think about what's in there, steel, zinc, you know, potassium, you know, graphite, magnesium, that kind of stuff. And they're saying it could have adverse health impacts. And so again, where are you recycling them? In California, they call it hazardous waste. And this is why I started to read this, because I thought, oh my gosh, I have these batteries. These are not dead batteries, but they'll eventually be dead batteries. And only California describes it as that, so you can't just throw them in the trash. There are other places they tell them to recycle them at a designated location, but just don't throw it in your recycling bin. So they say that, you know, you think that there could be 180,000 tons of batteries that are discarded in the U.S. every year, and it adds up. That it's not, you know, it's not good. That's the, you shouldn't throw the batteries there, because again, what does that do if it's in the ordinary trash? So I wonder if this is going to become a thing now, like in California, that somehow you got to separate it, and that you got to find the place to take them to wherever the big hazardous waste dump is. I mean, a lot of cities actually make it even small areas make it pretty easy where you put stuff in boxes. So I guess I'm wondering if I'm guilty of that. All the batteries I have no idea. I can't remember disposing of them or even honestly thinking about how are we getting rid of these batteries that aren't working in this flashlight? I'll admit it. I'm sure I tossed them into the trash, but I guess that's something you want to do in the future. You knew this was going to happen, right? Because it's all about superheroes, and I've been seeing this pop up all over the place. There's a show called She-Hulk Attorney at Law. Seriously. Like the Hulk gets green, so this woman gets green too. The She-Hulk. She transforms. I mean, that's what happens in this new Marvel series. If she gets angry, it's different. She's a 30-something lawyer. She specializes in superhero cases. She navigates stressors in her personal and professional life. I was reading a description of it. And she it's on Disney Plus, but she has the superhero thing too. So the best is she was in some dress or something. And that's how it caught my eye. And she was just all green. she was the She-Hulk. So if you need an attorney, wouldn't it be great to have a She-Hulk? Because she probably would be great at navigating whatever that problem is. And I don't know. I mean, I'm laughing. It might be a good series. I have no idea. The character's name is Jennifer Walters, and that's what she does. Because using these superheroes and not excluding women or young women has definitely become a thing, especially since Wonder Woman. I'm not surprised Marvel tried to figure out a way that, hey, maybe we can capitalize on this too. Maybe there's some kind of character we could create or something, somebody else that we can also figure out a role for. And I guess that was certainly one of them. Let's put it that way. Okay. This is another strange thing that happened that we didn't know right under our noses. Dennis Rodman. It seems like, what is he, the ambassador to go rescue people? Dennis Rodman is going to go to Russia to help Brittany Griner. He said he knows Putin too well. He's going to attempt to help bring her back to the United States. She's the 7-time All-Star for the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury, who has been in Russia since February. She was sentenced to 9 years in prison on charges of drug possession. And he said, I got permission to go to Russia to help that girl. I'm trying to go this week. He said he believes his relationship with Putin could assist in the efforts. I mean, remember he had a relationship with the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, and he was on the sidelines of former President Donald Trump's meeting with Kim in Singapore in 2018. Wow. What's the deal with Dennis Rodman? Well, good luck if he can do it, right? All right, that's Odds and Ends coming up next, the mailbag.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Former Vice President Mike Pence this week said he would consider testifying before the January 6th committee if he was asked. Congressman Adam Schiff, a Democrat from California and a member of the January 6th committee, was on CNN and asked if an invitation has been extended.
He could plainly share a lot of very first-hand information about what it was like to be the subject of those efforts to get him to violate his constitutional duty and arrogate to himself the power to decide who won or who lost an American presidential election.
Events across the country Sunday mark National Fentanyl Prevention and Awareness Day. In Denver, rally participant Machiko Duff flew in from North Carolina to talk about her family's loss. She says her 23-year-old daughter thought she was ingesting cocaine, but it was actually fentanyl, and it killed her.
It's about saving our kids. We won't have no future if this war take over.
I'm Tony Barusso for USA Radio News. A group of friends from North Dakota on a trip together to Arizona, dining outdoors when one of them passed out, overtaken by the heat. They called Lyft and were picked up right away and whizzed quickly by a speedy driver to the hospital where everything turned out just fine. That's a nice enough story, but made great by an element the friends discovered later. The driver was a random young man who just happened to be driving a red Toyota like the one Lyft said was on the way. One of the women, Kelly Gable, said the driver seemed a little surprised, but listened when the friends barked orders at him and then threw $40 on the seat as they quickly left the vehicle.
I just was like, thank you so much. I hope this is enough. And we just got out because our friend was getting sick again. And I was like, okay, we have to get into the ER.
Plans are being made to attend the G20 summit.
Indonesian officials are reporting China's President Xi Jinping and Russia's leader Vladimir Putin plan to attend the G20 summit in Bali later this year. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Fry.
This is USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
We're in the mailroom, and many of you sent me things I think you were thinking about through the weekend, or things that were being discussed that also were on your mind. Liz Cheney came up a couple of different times. Here's this from Joe. Kate, I'm not surprised that Liz Cheney didn't make it through Wyoming. Plenty of people were backing Trump, and she might have agreed with him on so many other things while he was in office. But once January 6th hit, she would not stand by him any longer. And I have to say, as a conservative Republican, and this makes me at odds with some of my friends, I agree with that. I think it's horrific what happened. And I believe that he had more control and should have done something to stop that. And did he incite it? I don't know anything to do with that. I mean, he had the rally and all of that, but I think the rally was fine. I agree that people should be able to protest. But then what happened was embarrassing, humiliating, and downright despicable. So I've lost friends over it because they don't want to lay it on his doorstep at all. But Liz Cheney running for president, I think, would be a disaster for her, other than she probably would have the money to do that, and maybe the idea would be to point out, okay, this is why he shouldn't be president. And I think you're right. I heard you say on one of your shows that it would be absolutely must-see TV with any kind of debates if you had Liz Cheney and a Mike Pence and Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis and who else knows who would be on the ticket, so to speak, of running for president on the Republican side. We do live in very curious times, my friend. Enjoy the show. Thanks. All right. I couldn't have said it better. What I said, yes, is that I can't imagine what that would be like in those debates. And what happened to Joe, of course, is what's happening to lots of people and has been happening anyway, where you're either playing 100% on my team, even though we might agree our ideologies are the same, but I don't like something that happened, or I don't like this politician, or I don't like this. It's either like, it's sort of like we're at the buffet of all or nothing in many, many cases, right? Or I had this discussion with somebody over the weekend, do we have the right to change our mind? I mean, have you ever changed your mind on something? Maybe what you're passionate about or what your core beliefs are stay the same, but there's things that have changed that open your eyes to something that you think is different or better or whatever. It might not even be anything big. I mean, it doesn't have to be your overarching lifestyle. It can be something small. Okay, so let's go to Peter. Peter says, Kate Delaney, it is so hot, I could make so many jokes, fill in the blank. I am here in the great state of Texas. You might have gotten out just in the nick of time. It has been so miserable. We have had hot summers before. We have had drought to deal with before. We certainly know what that's like as Texans from one end of the map to the other end. But it sure seems like it has been one of the worst that we have seen in a very, very long, long, long time. I took my family to a couple of different places for extra, long vacations to get out of the heat so that they could have some fun, because it just was not fun, darling. I got to tell you, it was not fun whatsoever. And now the talk is that we're going to have, these horrific rainstorms. And as much as I want to see rain, and we have had some, I don't want to see torrential rains like we've seen in other places and some of the floods. Well, good for you for having, taking your family off on some fun adventures anyway, and not having to deal with, getting them away from the terrible, weather. In North Texas, they're talking about heavy rain and possible flooding. And so they're saying even late August, and this is late August, but even not just Monday, Tuesday, it could be something, a pattern that we'll see coming into the week. And this, in fact, there was something I wrote where it said, get ready for an entire summer's worth of rain. It might fall from Texas to Oklahoma to Louisiana. And I agree, as much as you want rain, do you want a flood? The answer is no. You don't want dangerous floods, ugly, deadly floods that we saw in St. Louis and that we saw in parts of Kentucky, because it took only a matter of hours. That's the problem. Is, yes, if you get rain is great, but if you get the rain that falls so fast like that, you're going to get flash flooding. I've seen it in Florida. You're going to get flash flooding when that happens. So just be aware when you look at the rain forecast, if you have 4 to 8 inches of rain that unfolds pretty quickly, depending on where you live, take the high ground so that you don't end up in a situation where you get caught in one of those floods that you're not, that you're not prepared for, because you're not expecting that to happen. This one is from Brian, and Brian says, Kate, you would not believe some of what is happening in California. I think there have been probably some stories written about this, but maybe you would believe it because you lived here. But the drought has been so awful that we're seeing so many more coyotes. We're seeing so many other kinds of critters and animals that are coming down from the mountains. We are seeing our lakes that are shrinking to nothing. And we're also seeing lawns that are just completely just crushed, just dead, that water consumption is terrible, and they're talking about restrictions, and the restrictions then make it worse. And then people in my neighborhood, this is the conversation, is do you do zero scaping, and is it ugly, and does it work? And wow, lots of grass is getting kind of pulled up because the shortages are just too much, you're not going to be able to maintain it. You know what? I hate that, right? There is a thing. It's called turf removal, where they bring, they, you know, take the grass out. And, or then people want grass. People are paying more for grass. But some people are just having it removed and then they're going with artificial turf. But if you're taking, depending on how big a lawn is, if you're taking out grass, if you're taking up grass that's, you know, is terrible and you're trying to, you can't fix it, and then you're putting an artificial turf, how big is the lawn? Because you would save a lot, I guess, on watering and everything else. But you, in the beginning, you'd have to, it would cost a pretty penny to put all of that in. I bet a lot of people that can afford it are doing that. Or maybe they're adding rain barrels, if they can do that as things that catch and hold rainwater. But it's not helping you now because you're not getting any rain. And there's also the thing that's happening where people get fined. That if they have a shortage, then you'll get some notification from whatever county you're in. I mean, what are your days that you can water, right? Because they don't have the water from the reservoirs. And I went through that in Texas, where you had certain days where you could water, and you would get notices if somebody saw the water, or you had sprinklers and you didn't have them set right, you would see it. And then the water bills were sky high. I mean, just absolutely sky high. Because outdoor irrigation can, you talk about neighborhoods. I mean, how big is the lawn? What's the square footage of that? And, you know, again, it's numbers. You multiply it, but that goes to the whole heat thing that we're talking about. Yeah, absolutely. All right, how about this one from Hal Kate? Oh, I was so bummed to hear the story about Gary Busey. I hope it's not true, but apparently the cops, I think where you're from, responded to something that happened at a hotel room when he was at some kind of a convention. I don't know all the details. I'm sure you do, but I don't know. I always felt kind of sorry for Busey, but always liked him in some of the roles that he was in. I know what you're talking about. I saw the headline. It was over the weekend. That's probably why it hit you, that he's got some sex offense charges because this happened during this convention. It was Monster Mania, and it was held, you're right, good memory. I grew up in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. It was held at a hotel in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and they responded to the hotel, and they charged Busey, who's now 78, with two counts of fourth-degree criminal sexual contact, one of criminal attempt, criminal sexual contact, something like that, one count of harassment. I mean, all the details are pretty vague, so I don't know all the details. His attorneys aren't really responding to anything, and this is just all playing out because this happened a couple of days ago. It happened over the weekend. It was someone that was there. It was someone that was attending it who reported it, who filed the report. And so we'll see. I mean, innocent until proven guilty, what happened? You know, that's what happens at these conventions. They have celebrity guests, and he was a celebrity guest. Because what do you know Busey from? Buddy Holly, the Buddy Holly story, which is an old movie, but they replay it a lot, and so many other bit parts and whatnot that he's been in. So, yeah, I was trying to think when you said that about Gary Busey, what else have I seen him in? I've seen him in these cameo roles in the past, so we'll see where that all ends up. All right, thank you so much for all of your thoughts. Remember, I say this all the time because I can't emphasize it enough. I get so many great emails from you, meaning that you're thinking about a lot of different things. You hear the show, I'm sure, at different times, or play it back, because we live in that world where you can do that, and many of these affiliates, you hear them, of course. So Kate at Kate Delaney Radio, you can email me 24/7.
Hey,
guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Evolution, Managing Lives and Careers Through Convulsive Times. Dr. Larry Straub joins us now to talk about his book. And I'll tell you what, it's really interesting because it's true. The times that we live in couldn't be a more perfect time for this book. So what made you write this book? What was your motivation behind it?
Well, Kate, honestly, I've had some personal experiences of family members who have lost jobs mid-career, particularly in their 40s and even early 50s. And it's a really tenuous time to be having to change careers, especially when you've been kind of forcibly, through no fault of your own, just economics, forced from a job. So just helping them deal with issues and think through how to get reengaged with employment really got me to thinking about, just as convulsive as things can be and are seem to be getting right now, how many other folks might be dealing with that. So on my doctoral journey that I did at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland, Ohio, I decided to go ahead and do research on this topic, and it really opened up a really wide array of experiences for me. Just, I did a qualitative portion and a quantitative portion, and just hearing the stories of people that have been through similar situations and just how tenuous it can be. And there were positive stories and there were negative stories, and just trying to simulate and trying to figure out the differences between those different outcomes and experiences, trying to isolate what worked and what didn't.
Tell us one of the stories. We're not going to give it all away, but tell us one of the stories from the book.
Well, I'll tell you, one of them, I interviewed not only people who had lost jobs, but also I interviewed folks that worked in placement firms that helped people get reengaged with employees. And one of them was in the Cleveland area, and they worked with big companies and helping them when they had layoffs and helping get their employees reengaged. And I'll never forget this day, and I remember it like it was yesterday. One of these employment professionals, she had her own firm that she ran, and so she worked with a number of people. And she said this to me, and she said it in a real deadpan way that just sent chills down my spine, and I'll never forget what she said. She said, you know, Larry, she said, one of the fortunate things for me is that I've never lost anyone. And I said, could you expand on what you mean, lost anyone? And she said, well, to suicide. She said, I've had colleagues that did.
Mm.
And that just sat there. And I was waiting for the punchline. I was waiting for something else. I was waiting for some look of assurance. And it was just a deadpan stare from her that just basically, she just, at the end of our interview, she said, you know, she said, it's really been therapeutic and interesting for me to be able to talk about this. She said, I don't even talk about this stuff at home. It's just too real. It's just too intense. I can't even bring it home with me at times. So it just shows you how high the stakes can be. And again, every decade you get on your career, the stakes just continue to go up and up and up. So you don't have a lot of room for error. And that's why I felt it was important to try to do a book like this, especially as we move into what I feel like are going to be increasingly convulsive times.
Yeah. And speaking of that, tell us about the tool that you've got in the book. It's something that you utilized in your research to determine what you call CEQ. And by using that, what people listening to us and reading the book can specifically come away with and how to position themselves.
Okay. It's called the Promethean Measurement Instrument. The framework that I've developed that emerged from this research was kind of what's called the Promethean model. And it's about 9 factors from strong and stable relationships, about adaptability and toughness, physical and mental vitality, lifelong learning, you know, practicality, you know, those type of things. And this measurement instrument will help you evaluate all of these 9 areas within your career and life. And it's a 76 question survey, and it determines and results in what's called your convulsive economic quotient, or CEQ. And this survey can be found at my website. It's at LarryStraub.com, and that's my book's website, so it'll tell you all about the book and the overview of the book as well. And but there's a link on there to where you can take the survey, and it will give you a score in each of these subcategories and let you know in each of these subcategories kind of how you're positioned currently in your life and in your career. And so it will give you kind of a roadmap of the areas that you need to work on and the areas that you need to bolster. And it will also give you positive reinforcement in terms of the areas that you're positioned pretty well on currently.
Oh, I love that. LarryStraub.com, great place to go. And, of course, you can go there, book, learn more about the book, get the book, et cetera, or Amazon, you can get the book as well. What do you hope people walk away with from reading your book?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. Ultimately, I hope it brings them hope for the future. I hope it helps break people from kind of these polarized frameworks that we've all found ourselves in, and hopefully opens up possibilities for growth, sustainability, and hopefully a positive way forward in their lives and careers. That's ultimately what I did all this for, and hopefully gives people a roadmap and a bit of a trail of breadcrumbs as they go through their lives and careers, because, again, if it gets a little dicey, it gets a little bumpy, I think we're all going to need a little bit of help. You know, the interesting thing, Kate, that I would also note is most of the stuff that you'll pull out of this book, it's not rocket science. In many ways, it's kind of going back to the future. You know, we've kind of lost our way, I think, on a lot of really good, steady advice we used to get from parents and grandparents and just living in maybe smaller, tighter communities. And I think it just kind of ties us back into some of the oldies but goodies that really kind of set a good foundation for growth and hopefully positive relationships and positive career experiences.
Mm. Was this fun for you to put this all together?
It was. It was fun, but at times it was intense. You know, a lot of the research that I did, like I say, they weren't all positive outcomes. There were people that were not in great places in their lives, and it was really humbling to me that people would open up and speak truthfully and honestly about where they were in their lives at that time. I did hear back from a decent amount of, you know, there were good success stories throughout there, very positive experiences as well. And some of the ones that were negative, I did hear back from some of those folks, and they kind of updated me a little bit, said they had gotten jobs or they'd gotten back in. But there were a lot of them I didn't, you know, a decent amount. So it was a positive experience overall, but it sure brought you back to the realities of life. It brought, you know, just brought you back to the fact that we're all just a hop, skip, and a jump away from humility at any point in our lives, if you think about it. So it definitely grounded me as I went through this process.
One of the things you talk about is, and I love this because this is what I say, we're in the figure it out culture and you have to be adaptable. And you say adaptability is like the new gold. You talk about it replacing innovation, even replacing innovation as the most important strength and competency. And boy, I so agree with that. People are not flexible and they're not adaptable. And a lot of times when they dig in like that, they cannot save themselves. Did you find that?
Yeah, I did. And unfortunately, a lot of the forces that are around us right now, from politics to cultures, our societal structures, they're really trying to get people in these really hallways. You know, you're either a Republican or a Democrat, or you're this or you're that, and they're really trying to get people. People don't think of a world of possibilities of outcomes and options anymore. We think of a drop-down menu of options based on whether we're male, female, whether we're Republican or Democrat, whether we're this or that. We all think in terms of frameworks, and the media and the politics of the day and just world events have done a very good job of training our minds that way. And that's why I think we find ourselves in such a challenging place culturally and societally right now. We just don't see this world of possibilities anymore. We really, I think, get stuck in our frameworks, and we get stuck in our communities, and we get stuck in our different institutions that kind of help this feedback loop of we keep people thinking the same way all the time and all the time and all the time.
Mm, boy, so powerful. The Sixth Evolution, Managing Lives and Careers Through Convulsive Times, Dr. Larry Straub. Thank you so much for coming on. You can go to LarryStraub.com. That's a great way to find out more about this book, etc. Thanks.
Well, thank you so much, Kate. It's been a joy.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.